The focus for this meditation is the cultivation of compassion. The essence of compassion is empathy. We're all inherently empathic beings, which means that we resonate with each other. The practice of compassion falls within the realm of loving kindness. So this process is a combination of mindfulness and cultivated empathy, organized around recognizing and bringing relief to the experience of dukkha, and distress and confusion. Sitting comfortably erect, focus attention in on the sensation of breathing. Wherever it's most readily noticed, around the rim of the nostrils, or for some practitioners, the expanding and contracting of the abdomen. Establishing mindfulness of breathing emphasizes awareness of embodied experience, not just what the mind makes, but what the body creates and that we sense. And this stabilizes and clarifies attention, creating a foundation for the cultivation of compassion. Very carefully and diligently examine the nature of each breath, noticing all of the in-breath and all of the out-breath. The function of mindfulness is to monitor the manifestation of compassion, to keep it present in awareness and balanced in its function. function of compassion is to identify the experience of dukkha, the distress that comes with it, and the sense of confusion, frustration that accompanies that feeling of urgency. The most effective and balanced manifestation of compassion emerges out of a quiet mind that has a clear awareness . In fact, anytime we practice meditation, we are acting in a way that's compassionate. The first step of practicing compassion is understanding of the nature of dukkha as it is experienced. So take some time to reflect on something that has been disturbing or frustrating emotionally and seems to be confusing or frustrating or disruptive in your peace of mind. Using breath awareness to stabilize and balance your attention, be aware of how the mind creates a sense of dissatisfaction, frustration. It might be about a physical discomfort. Perhaps there's some pain in the body that's just simply occurring at this time or is chronic. Perhaps it is a situation that you are currently confronted with. See if you can notice how you experience the distress and confusion associated with whatever it is that your mind is struggling with. It might be something trivial. It might be something quite significant. But in either case, practice being aware clearly and with a sense of balance of the nature of directly experiencing this dukkha. First step in cultivating skill in the practice of compassion is to focus on your own personal experience of distress and confusion. And in the same time, realizing that this is the human condition. Your direct experience is specific to you, but all humans experience some form of distress and confusion, either physical or mental. From this perspective, see if you can find a way to be relieved of the struggle, of the fight. If there's pain, practice finding a way to make room for the pain physically and allow the mind to be open and not clinging, allowing the experience of pain to pass through without tensing up, without fighting. Alternatively, it might be that there's some situation in your life these days that is troublesome, difficult. See if you can notice how being mindfully aware and letting go of the story that the mind creates about this situation can bring some peace and clarity. It might be a situation that can be changed by your action. It might be a situation that cannot be changed. Compassion is learning how to work with what's happening, making modifications where possible, and adapting when making modifications is not possible. Once again, realize that all of us are confronted with distress and confusion, situations that are difficult, that are disruptive, that are not easily manageable, or perhaps not manageable at all, in which case the alternative is to accept and adapt. So the essence of the practice of compassion is to establish a base of clarity and non-reactivity in the mind and in the heart. And then observe the nature of whatever distress and confusion you might be confronted with, contemplating. And if you can do something about it, take action. If you can't do anything about it, adapt. also have found it useful to maintain a persistent interest and awareness regarding the center of my chest. Not the beating of the heart, but whatever energy or awareness might be discovered there. This sort of body awareness is useful in providing a refuge from what the mind creates, the struggles of the mind, and allow this heartfelt openness to expand a response to whatever you're contemplating that's difficult. It's said that the mind builds chasms that the heart bridges over. The essence of compassion is connection, not rejection. Practice cultivating an openness in the heart-mind process, using mindfulness as a monitor, investigating how the mind makes meaning in the context of whatever distress and confusion you're contemplating, that is your own personal experience or by extension involves other beings, people you know, people you don't know, animals, great and small. The essence of compassion is an empathic attunement. A direct awareness of the nature of distress and confusion in yourself or in other beings. And cultivating a sincere desire bring peace and clarity to that understanding, that peace and clarity might provide an effective antidote for the situation, a step that can be taken to alleviate the pain or take corrective action regarding the situation. Or it might mean just simply being with the difficulty that you cannot effectively alter in ways that are gentle, kind, adaptive. one of the ways that I practice compassion is to imagine that the coordination between my mind and my heart is like a generator, a pump. And every time I exhale, more energy is brought to bear that provides kindness, caring, whenever possible, in whatever ways are possible, in the experience of distress and confusion for myself or other beings, human or otherwise. Be mindful during this process, being alert to times when the mind shifts into some sort of aversive reactivity, frustration, anger, wanting to attack or destroy the experience of distress and confusion. And bring the flow of experience back into balance. Kindness and clarity brought to bear on awareness of distress and confusion and all of its manifestations. It's also beneficial to bring mindfulness to bear when the mind creates a sense of degradation or diminishment, pity regarding distress and confusion in yourself or in others. Realizing that just as you want to be happy and peaceful and free from suffering, other beings also have the same desire. This recognition of the commonness of suffering emphasizes the connection that all sentient beings move within. We're all in this together. Only the mind creates separation. The mind creates chasms that the heart bridges over. The only way we can be able to acknowledge and be effective in bringing compassion to others is through cultivating the same kind of process for our own inner world. We recognize suffering in others because we suffer as well. Cultivation of compassion revolves, is cyclical. An awareness of distress and confusion arises. We see through it, see it as a fabrication of the mind. We see the distress and the confusion for what they are. And then we open the heart to wishing peace and clarity and release from distress and confusion in all of its manifestations. So the awareness of the distress comes up. It's transformed through the heart and the mind into a desire to alleviate the distress and confusion whenever possible. breathing in awareness of distress and confusion, breathing out an intention to alleviate distress and confusion. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.